So all the teaching, all the practice make difference through great motivation. And even you are having good food, you are having wonderful food, yeah, you can make that meaningful, you know. How you make it meaningful? I have to survive, right? In order to benefit other sentient being, I have to keep alive. In order to benefit my mother, I have to keep healthy in order to benefit my who related to me or something like that. Therefore, I want to keep my good health. It's very important for them. Then you drinking also is virtuous action. Even you having, you are enjoying food. So therefore, everything depend on motivation. Yeah. Otherwise, if your motivation is not correct, not right, then even you are reciting mantra, it is not virtuous karma. I mean, action. Yeah. So yesterday, before yesterday, I also expressed that our Rinpoche's brother, elder brother, sometimes he get angry, then he recite mantra, of course. But mantra is very fast. So you see, reciting mantra with the anger, you can engage with the anger, you can recite. And also, those body, you can, with the anger, you can do prostration. With the anger, you can respect for others, like inside, right? So therefore, the motivation is the most important. So this is the main teaching in Kenpo Gangsha. So which one is more important? As he say, body, speech, and mind. Mind is like a king, like that. It's powerful. If mind is engage with the virtuous, Rebbe. Virtue. Then that is considered as a virtue. The mind is everything. This is the main, I would say, instruction. So always investigate our mind, our attitude, mind attitude way. Get it? Therefore, actually, Tibetan, we call the, in English you say Buddhist and then non-Buddhist. But Tibetan, interesting word. We call it Nangpa and Chirolpa. The Buddhist and non-Buddhist is, non-Buddhist is Chirolpa, who taking care of body and speech, too much care about body and speech, that is Chirolpa, who Nangpa means we always taking care of our mind attitude. We focus, not focus on external object. We focus on our internal mind. Then if you able to that tame your mind, you find out your problem, then you are Buddhist, right? So Buddha was very sure when he teach, do not judge others. Yeah, because you have no realization, you have no, I mean, no ability to judge others because you are obscure by your obscuration. I say obscure by obscuration. Yeah. We very easy to judge others. But we don't know how to judge ourselves. So therefore, Milarepa's in his thousand song, collection, 100,000 collection song, he says, in this planet, there are so many people, they claim they are great practitioner. Among them, only few people able to judge their own fault. Except their own, they notice their own fault. Otherwise, they always notice others' fault. Yeah. Therefore, in the time of the Buddha, the king named Titi, Gelbu Titi, his king name, he had 18 different kind of dream. And he went to Buddha. Then he asked the question, I had that dream, like a one monkey sitting there and teach other many monkeys. And one monkey is full of dirt, his body, but he blame others' tail, small dirt. He just pointing out. He did not, he full of dirt, you know, solid, soiled, filled.
Covered with
the dirt, kind of. Then he pointing out another one is clean, but just in the tail, little bit, how is it, zokba?
Dirties.
Then he pointing out that one. Like that strange, 18 different type of strange. Oh, sorry. This is not Buddha Shakyamuni. This is Kasapa Buddha time. Net Wisungkap. Yeah. Gebu Titi is not a Buddha Shakyamuni, previous Buddha. And then he, Gebu Titi, went to Kasapa Buddha, Wesung.
Kasapa
Buddha. And he said, oh, this is not you and me. This is about Buddha Shakyamuni, time of the Buddha Shakyamuni. Those practitioners, they don't recognize their own fault. They point out others' small fault, like that. And those in that time, the monkeys, one monkey sitting throne and other monkeys sitting. And this also in the future time of the Buddha. And those teacher, not qualified teacher, they know nothing. And then they try to teach to the another monkeys listening like that. So, and then there are so many things, 18 type of different type of dream. Yeah. And then one elephant is like it, that elephant was passing from the door, and then he could not, I mean, elephant is, he almost pass, can cross, but not stuck his body, but he stuck his tail. Tail is very similar, but he stuck with the tail, not body. This is also kind of strange. And then in the time of the Shakyamuni Buddha, those practitioner, they are fully liberate, I mean free, but still some engage with the tail, with the, like, you know, this kind of. So he had that kind of dream. I lost my point. What was I talking? What was that? How I elaborate? You get it? Sometimes I'm happening like that. Oh, yeah. That's good. My point is there. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. So, the practitioner, I mean, we have to, my point is Buddhist. We have to study our mind attitude. Now I got it. We have to study our own fault. Then that fault is, we can purify. Yeah. And according to Shanti Deva's his instruction, where Bodhisattva, he says, if you notice by yourself, then fine. If you don't know how, some problem that you not recognize by yourself, then ask other. What is my fault? Can you see any fault? Then you can actualize. You can develop. You can purify. You know, that problem. I mean, so therefore, you see how beautiful we have to find out our problem, our mind, it, you know. So we study our fault, okay, there's a solution, actually. Yeah. So Milarepa says, even wrongdoing, how much we accumulate wrongdoing. We did a lot of bad thing, right? If you notice, oh, I did wrong, then the quality of wrongdoing, you can purify that one. Otherwise, the wrongdoing has never possess any quality, but one quality is you can purify. That is wrongdoing's quality. You can purify like that. Yeah. So we can investigate our mind, attitude, is good or bad. If not, then okay, I will try it. Try to better and better. And then everything is actually compression.
Comparison.
Compare even Bodhisattva, right? The 10 Bhumi. Compared to Buddha, then their knowledge is very tiny again. Like that, we have to develop. Okay, so now I'm continue reading, not so much left. Can you tell the pages?
We're on 231 in the middle, taking the bardo state as the
yeah. So here, the point is sooner or later, we have to leave behind this body, and we have to face the bardo. So therefore, most people, they don't know about why Mahakala is a wrathful deity like that. Actually, those wrathful deity, the Mahakala and Vajrapani and Guru Dakpo, wrathful deity of Padmasambhava, why those wrathful deity is so important? Peaceful one, we easy to accept. Wow, very good. Everyone love, right? Therefore, when we see, of course, sometimes people, we really happy, then we have to connect our true nature. If you smile, then true smile, right? This is really good. Just fake smile, it doesn't work. Yeah, really, true smile. And Shanti Deva says, even you look sentient being, migis, look at them, then you have to remember their kindness, not gratitude. My morning lesson. You have to remember their kindness, right? Because of sentient being, you have to attain Buddhahood. Without sentient being, how you can attain Buddhahood? So the Buddha and sentient being equal, same kindness toward us, for us, I mean. So when you look at sentient being, look at peaceful with the loving kindness. Because of sentient being, I can attain Buddhahood. Because of them, I can practice. Because of angry person, I can practice my patience. Because of poor people, I can practice my generosity. Because of people, their complaint, I can work with my own fault. Because they are so kind, they are the guru like that. Yeah, then like that, you see. So now here, you are making a custom with the Mahakala. And in Bardo time,
becoming familiar.
Gomshi Suenara, familiar with Mahakala. In the Bardo time, not always pleasant. And then sometimes because of our confusion and illusion, many appear, and appearance will appear towards you. And then, oh, it's wrathful comes toward, you know, appear in front of you, manifest in front of you. Oh, that's the Mahakala. You can accept it. So, right? So this is the that kind of benefit you can get it. So, yeah, through the practicing wrathful deity in the bardo time, any fearful appearance appear to you, you can go refuge. Oh, Mahakala there, Vajrapani there, Padmasambhava was there. Arise devotion. So make a familiar with those connection. It's very, very useful. So here also, and then this is part of bardo also, and practice. And here, I'll read again. Taking the bardo state as the path, when you press your finger on your ear or your eyes, fingers on your ears or your... not press, cover, I think. Press, not the fingers. When you press your fingers... Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. When you press your finger on your eye. So actually, when you press your finger, sometimes Rinpoche careful, so he show a different way. Actually, this is also fine. When you prepare, you see, eye and different, another will come. Your eye and then... And then here, you cover it, your ear, the sound will come. Another like this, like water or something. In India, we don't have to talk. Everywhere is sound noisy. So it's like that. You can, yeah. So this is practicing bardo. When you press your finger on your ear, your ears or on your eyes, sound naturally resound and color. You press your something color, and then like, okay, oh, I want to press here. Then there is a, when you press there is a rainbow. Many people, they don't get it. They don't, you know, there's a rainbow. You get, you see rainbow? Yeah. This side is definitely, press here. And then this side, you will see rainbow, something round, rainbow. Tongre. Not all, not here. Press side. Little bit side. Then rainbow is this side, you will see. Maybe because of light, you will, maybe you try this. Okay. You see? If one person can see, then he will help. I can see there is a rainbow. Tongde. Then when you press here, you don't have to see here. Just press front, then rainbow will be appear this side. Like this. And then here also. Maybe we not get communication how to do it. Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay. Naturally resound and color and light naturally manifest. Rest naturally for a long time and grow, accustomed to the appearance of utterly empty form that don't exist anywhere. Yeah, this is, it doesn't have to be rainbow. Any fairness, like this is, you can do like bardo, like Mahakala appear with the beginning. There's fearful, how you say, Jigda Chambodau.
Yeah.
Fearful.
Frightening.
Looks, so this form is, we are, you know, using technique, Mahamudra technique, using this. naturally manifests, rest naturally for a long time and grow accustomed to the appearance of utterly empty form that don't exist anywhere, neither outside, inside, nor in between. Since at the time of death, there's nothing other than this, you will recognize the sound and color and light as yourself display and be liberated, just like meeting a person you already know or child. Yeah, you see, the Mahakalas, like you practice every day, and then you already know that is Mahakala, fearful, frightened face appear with you, with your mind. Then this is just, you know already, I practice Mahakala, I practice Vajrapani. Now it appear now like mother and child recognize that immediately like that. So therefore, this is kind of how we practice. And the sound also, you see, sound there, that time, if we practice all sound is mantra, then it's very helpful in the bardo time. Yeah, it's, we are making familiar the sound, appearance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like meeting a person you already know or child leaping onto its mother's lap. Mm-hmm. This teaching corresponds to the key point of Dragni's instruction among the... So sometimes people do dark retreat, and then sometimes, you know, 1 week, 2 week, like people do dark retreat, Dragni's retreat away.
Dark retreat.
Dark retreat. Mm-hmm. And make a familiar, because in the bardo time, sometimes no light. Then you will not scare, because... You already practiced. Maybe you think I'm in retreat like that. So therefore, you can get a lot of benefit. This is kind of, we're making used to it. Yeah. The teaching corresponds to key point of darkness instruction among the daylight instruction and darkness instruction. Sometimes people daylight, looking daylight, and then, you know, too much light also not scare. Practicing manifest aspect of Thuigel, spontaneous presence. He just put Thuigel, right? Mm. Yeah. There are also the system of practice based on the raising and sitting rays at daytime and on the moonlight, electric light, and... a lamp at night time. So you see, we're making familiar with the darkness, with making familiar with the fearful, frightening face when we appear, and sound. So these are very helpful. So Mahakala practice is very helpful, when we bardo time. So. Yeah, so therefore, sometimes we go for monastery to see Lama dance, those roadful deity. This is also, they say, very helpful. We are making familiar in bardo time when they appear, or you can recognize those are the deity. Yeah. So even we can go refuge like that. Oh, Gyabsuche. I go take refuge to Vajrapani. I take refuge to wrathful deity of Guru Rinpoche. Like that. So this is part of bardo. Now taking sleep as the path. Mm-hmm. You see, now again, taking sleep as the path. Without depending on mental effort, such as emanation or transformation during the dream state, sleep in a state of undistracted naturalness. So here, this is ultimate practice, and then relative practice also very helpful sometimes. When we sleep like a Buddha, Nagarjuna's teaching instruction,
to lie on your right side,
like that, mostly right side. If you able to die like right side, that means also you are sign of good practitioner. The Buddhas die like that, you know. So Nagarjuna's instruction, how we sleep is, sleep on the right, and like this, and then with the mindfulness, sleep with mindfulness, recalling Buddha and his compassion, right, like that. This is relative, but this one little different. Again, you sleep with the realization of Maha Mudra. And then within meditation, if you go sleep, I mean if you fall asleep, and then, you know, and then also small kind of recognition when you're doing, you're exactly falling asleep or not, you know, it's quite difficult. Like if you recognize really exact moment of falling asleep, and then you will recognize in bardo, when you are really dying, then you can recognize bardo as a bardo. But this takes some time. Don't desire for that result, right? Then again, we are binding in samsara. This is kind of, again, grasping. So this is, but we have to know how, this is the important things to know.
Same for men and women.
Yeah.
Just checking. Why the right side?
This is why there's no answer. Why? Because the Buddha's the right side. So just sleeping as the Buddha. And then the direction is north, Nagarjuna say. Our head direction north. And then here, recently, sometimes some medical, they found a little bit right side or something, good health or something like that. I don't know, that's, I'm not very sure, okay? But somebody told me, not the Buddhist practitioner, they found you sleep right like that. Sooner or later, you will find whatever Buddhas, you know, we follow Buddha, and there's something different, you know, definitely the good result always there. Yeah. This is I 100% believe. Yeah. I mean, if you fall asleep like that, you definitely get good benefit, and sooner or later, scientific proof also there. Maybe they will say.
I heard that if you lay on your left side, your liver can drain better.
No, I don't know. Maybe, then scientific proof is, I don't know. But try. You don't. These are very small. Okay, don't 100%. Yeah. Which the Buddha also say already. Which is benefit for you? You do this.
Okay.
So it's okay. But Nagarjuna says like that. If you sleep like that, in Karika, how he gave instruction for the people, how we sleep, how we eat. And how we eat also, I tell already, right? The motivation is so important. I have to live long time for benefit all sentient beings. Therefore, I'm eating, not with the desire too much. Not, this food I like it, this food I don't like it. Not like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without depending on mental effort, such as emanation or transformation during the dream state, sleep in the state of undistracted naturalness, which is Maha Mudra. During the time, you may sleep into deep sleep devoid of dreams. As soon as you awake, you are vividly clear in the natural state when you wake up, you see. And this is called luminosity, you see. The luminosity is, this is called luminosity of deep sleep. Okay, here, I a little bit explain a little bit what is luminosity. Vessel, right? Vessel. Yeah. Clarity and luminosity, little bit different. Clarity, Tibetan is nawa. Mm-hmm. Nawa. Nawa is, this everything is clear, clarity, nawa. And luminosity, little bit with the realization, related with the realization. Here also say, that is luminosity, right? So, when you are doing Mahamudra, you can sustain that meditative equipoise, maybe 5 seconds, maybe 10 seconds, maybe 20 seconds, within non-thought. And without duality, you can appear something. That also you can see luminosity, because there's non-duality. When there's a duality is just clarity, not non-luminosity. Get it? When there is a duality, then clear, that is clarity, not luminosity. Luminosity means kind of meditative equipoise or something related with non-fixation. But it is, vessel. That is part of luminosity. You get it? Yeah. Better maybe. Yeah. You see, as soon as you awake, you are vividly clear in natural state. Natural state means non-duality. When there's duality, then that you cannot call that is luminosity. So clear in the natural state, this is called the luminosity of deep sleep. Okay, it may happen that sleep doesn't occur at all. Instead, you remain awake and vividly clear, or you fall asleep. But though various dreams take place, they are forgotten the moment you wake up the next morning with nothing to remember. That is the beginning of having purified dream. But I don't remember, that is not purified dream sometimes. But when you practice, then you don't remember something and then it start purify. But sometimes our memory is too poor, cannot remember, that is not different, right? Yeah. It is said, for the person of the highest capacity and diligence, that dreams cease by being forgotten. Yeah, cease by being forgotten. For the intermediate person, the middle person, yeah. They cease by being recognized, They cease by recognizing the true nature, then they cease. For the person of lesser capacity, they cease through the experience of, excellent dream. Okay, Buddha, Bodhisattva, like that. Yeah, also good. The fact that dreaming must be purified in the end is commonly agreed upon in all the sutras and tantras and treatises. So some people, they really desire for their dream, then this is, we have to purify it. We don't have to surprise sometimes. We have good dream, right? Of course. But don't get too excited according to this. Then we have to purify even dream. The additional point about the practice of Powa should be learned from other source. If you want to learn Powa, then another text, the extensive text. But as I mentioned early, and then if you really you have no time to learn Powa, then Guru Yoga is the best. This is also part of Powa, I say. You remember that, okay? Yes. This teaching were merely a condensation of basic points of the instruction from the core of realization of all the victorious one and their sons. The root advice of the profound point of the new and old tantras. The new means karmakaju, sakya, those are new translations, sarma we called. And Nyingma is old translation. Rigdwe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have extracted the fresh essence of the profound oral instruction and written them down concisely in a few words. It is taught that in this time, when it is difficult to tame being through the vehicle of effort, the teaching of effortless mind will appear. By the power of the time, if we practice this point, there are a teaching that is easy to apply and devoid of error. So this teaching you can apply anywhere. You can apply in daily practice. I mentioned earlier, like our forefather Telopa, when he was grinding sesame, he applied that teaching during the grinding sesame. Right? Yeah. Make sense? That, yeah, understanding the true nature. Never, always meditative equipoise, being always meditative equipoise. The Telopa is really extraordinary person, but we cannot do same like him, but we can make more effort than one day we can be like him. Yeah. At a time when I saw many reasons and was also requested by several eminent people sitting aside elaborate poetry and lengthy expression. This was written by Rebbe Gangsher Wangbo Akembo from Shechen. Yeah, from Shechen. Naturally and freely in a way that is pleasant to hear and easy to understand. Thank you. By that virtue of this, may an infinite number of beings be virtuous in the battle with the demigod of platitude. May they sense with the majestic brilliance of the essence of profound meaning, and may there be a celebration of new golden age. Sarva daka layanam bhavantu. Thank you so much. We did it.